He reaches down to pick up his dropped spoffle and places it back on top of his iPhone. Actually on the bottom because it's upside down. I've just met two new friends, shall we say. I'm in Faisley Studio still. We're still waiting for stuff to happen here. Everybody's just networking. Do these people not know how to stop socialising? It's non-stop. And you, sir, are Mark Silk?
Yes.
I never remember names.
MARCSILK.com.
And your Twitter name?
Mark Silk, MARCSILK.
Easy to remember. And your name?
My name's Adam Mills.
And your Twitter name?
It's Techno Eskimo, one word.
Techno Eskimo. I won't ask.
Talking horn.
Maybe I will ask in a minute. Now, me and Mark have just been chatting because I happen to have already been very familiar with a lot of your work without knowing it. You do voices for cartoons. Do you do other stuff as well? Is it mostly animation?
Yeah, it's everything. I do voices for animation, for movie trailers, for commercials, for games, for movies, for TV shows. So anything you hear with a voice, often it's me on television. From
whether it's like something cool and fun and fluffy and bunny-like to like, man, it's really creepy, Scoob. Right, Scoob? Yeah. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Have you done Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you do, for people who, because this gets downloaded into iTunes, they might want to have a Scooby-Doo ringtone.
I bet they would, but you got to wait for the pay-per-view option on that one, dude. But listen, I'm a huge fan of freeloading myself, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you cheap bastard.
I wouldn't do it, but there are plenty of people out there going, quick download, hack, chop, edit. So name drop some more stuff that you've worked on.
There was I worked on Star Wars with George Lucas back in 1999, doing two characters, working with him at Abbey Road, which was just awesome.
Who did you do?
I did an alien called Ken. No, I did. There was.
Right, that's cool.
A gay alien called Ken.
Northern. Oh, okay. There was a character called Axmo, who in the Senate scene, in the big parliamentary scene, the Senate scene, there's all these guys, you know, floating around making speeches and things, and I was a guy that had a Reese kind of head, that like it's like a cow with three eyes, who makes a speech saying, the Congress of Malastare concur with the Right Honourable Delegate from the Trade Federation, a commission must be appointed, and various other things.
Ah, fantastic. You went for a kind of British parliamentary feel there.
Yes. But if you look at marksilk.com, you can feel free to look at the video of myself and Georgie.
Oh, brilliant.
Doing things.
Oh, straight away, people are going straight there. As soon as you said doing things, they're into it in a big way.
And there's, you know Bob the Builder?
Yes.
I'm the voice of Bob the Builder in America.
Because I noticed you just did a lot of American voices. Do you do a lot of American voices for British programming as well?
Yeah. American.
Why do we do that?
I don't know. I think it's... Well, you know what? I do know.
Maybe it's so they can sell it on.
It's down to who can do the right performance. It's not whether you're English or whether you're American or whether you're Australian or whether you're Chinese. It's about who can do the right performance for what they're after.
Right.
So for the same reason that Hugh Laurie's house, it was because he was the right guy for the job.
Yes.
So, you know...
Yes. And what a bloody good job he's doing.
Yeah. And in the end, Scooby-Doo is a dog.
He's a dog, so who cares?
Yeah. But we're recording some more Bob the Builder this week. But there's been recording TV commercials, and we've got some more cartoons this week. And then
how does Bob the Builder sound in America then?
Hi, I'm Bob the Builder. How are you? Today we're going to show you how to build a road.
He sounds like Steve Garfield, who is a video blogger in the States who, of great prominence. He'll be pleased to know.
Well, hi, Steve. Nice to meet you.
Great stuff. Let me go over to Techno Eskimo for a second.
Hello there.
Why Techno Eskimo?
Right, Techno Eskimo. It's something I got into when I was a kid, basically. Just playing.
This voice you're doing now, who exactly is that?
Oh, I'm not a voice actor, fortunately.
I'm joking.
Talking horn! This is monotone. It's a very, very droll voice of mine. Unfortunately, it's the only one I've got.
So, what do you do in Birmingham?
Well, I'm a recent graduate.
And
video game design.
Cool. Yeah. So you guys might end up working together.
Possibly.
Already have.
Yeah, we've done a few like small scale projects and stuff. Like he's done voices for some.
But
of them.
He didn't know your Twitter name. He didn't know your Twitter name. How dare he?
How can we work together?
I don't need to. I'm standing next to him.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised at some of these places people tweeting next.
You know the social media thing. The reason why it works so well is. We're standing next to each other. I didn't need to know his Twitter name.
Wait, let me tweet.
Let me tweet that, yeah. Cool. We should probably be heading back in soon because there's people drinking wine without me. So very quickly, have you got a website you want to plug?
No.
MarkSilk.com.
Really. Yeah, no, you have.
Yeah, the company I'm working for at the moment, Stars and Heroes, starsandheroes.com. So check it out.
Lovely. And I've been doing this primarily to demo Audio Boo to you. And now I'm going to show you how easy it is to stop, photograph, and upload to the web. Thank you very much.
We like our toys.
Thank you very much.